On today's episode, no, Boeing is not in crisis. Today's episode is brought to you by engineering.com, a globally trusted source for engineering content. Check out this and many other exclusive videos for the engineering professional found only on engineering.com TV today. As a result of my previous end of the line about Boeing, I received a lot of heat about my opinion on the Alaska Airlines door plug incident and the extent of Boeing's culpability in that incident. Now, I get it. A lot of people are outraged, and that requires a clear and simple chain of responsibility, ideally leading to a single individual. Now, in complex systems, especially in aviation, it's rarely possible to single out a single individual or corporate unit for a failure like this, but it does make good press. And the press is why I'm making this comment right now. Several media outlets have been talking about a bad week for Boeing, with Boeing aircraft losing wheels, experiencing engine fires, and dropping vertically while in cruising flight, causing passenger injuries. One 737 also had a taxi incident in which the left main landing gear collapsed. But before everyone joins the Boeing is crap chorus, a few irrefutable facts need to be considered. Fact 1. Half of the world's large jet airliners are built by Boeing. Now, that's a lot of airframes out there. Statistically, that means there will be a significant number of incidents and accidents no matter what. Fact 2. The media tends to report incidents by the manufacturer, not the aircraft type. In the last couple of weeks, incidents have involved the 737, 777, and the 787, completely different aircraft built on different lines years apart. And there's no technical commonality between the reported incidents. Fact 3. There are multiple potential causes of incidents such as these. A sudden pitch trim change on that Dreamliner could be software or hardware related. It could also be pilot error, or it may be a combination of all three. A wheel falling off an airliner during climb out could be a manufacturing defect. It could also be sloppy maintenance. And the engine fire was caused by an engine ingesting a piece of bubble wrap. Now, fogging an engine is a matter for airport maintenance crews, and usually ramps are kept spotlessly clean for this reason. That one is no fault of the crew, Boeing, or the engine manufacturer. While the headlines ring with "it's a bad day for Boeing" and "the stock has taken a beating," the critical and most important fact, 4, is this. There are only two major jet airliner manufacturers on planet Earth today, Boeing and Airbus. Both have order backlogs that stretch for years and a growing demand for aircraft to replace the tired global fleet and to accommodate growth. Now, COMAC in China is nowhere near ready to compete, and as a result, airlines that need equipment will be buying Boeing aircraft, like it or not, because they simply can't wait the extra 2 or 3 years to buy an Airbus alternative. And there's a fifth, rarely discussed factor, mainly that as the last commercial jet airframer standing in American aviation, Boeing is now effectively too big to fail. The company is also an essential military contractor, supporting everything from geriatric B-52s to modern C-17 transports, and there is simply no alternative. So management problems at Boeing are going to be fixed, and airlines that have ordered Boeing aircraft are going to accept delivery. And airlines will continue to order Boeing aircraft in the future, because even if they would prefer an Airbus product, it's like trying to order a Ford Bronco from dealer stock. There just aren't any. So will I fly a Boeing aircraft? Sure. Does this mean that Boeing should get a free pass for quality issues like the missing bolts on that door plug? Well, of course not. But make no mistake, Boeing is not in trouble.
Well, that's it for today's audio version of End of the Line, brought to you by engineering.com. If you like this podcast, subscribe to engineering.com to get personalized story recommendations, follow topics you care about, and participate with the global engineering community. You can also watch this podcast as a video along with our other exclusive series only on engineering.com TV. Thanks for tuning in.